Behold, the days are coming when God will fulfill God's promise of justice and righteousness in the land, when God's kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven, and when the end comes and the Lord returns, you will look at the fig tree and all the trees, and you'll see for yourself that summer is already near. Now, it is striking to me that Jesus did not say, you'll look at the fig tree and see how it withers and dies. Instead, when the end is near, you will see life springing forth. You will look at the fig tree and all the trees and see it budding and know that summer is near. The raging of the nations, the earthquakes, the famines and pestilence, the terrors, the roaring of the seas, the overwhelming fears will begin to be behind you. A new season will bud. We live in between. In between the time that Jesus came and that Jesus is coming. And every generation has looked and seen that the signs of the end times are near. A few years ago at Thanksgiving, my mother-in-law had a Christmas cactus on her end table. It was a nice-looking plant, and I really hadn't even noticed it. But it was kind of in the way, because it was right at the end of her couch, like where you would want to put your coffee cup, and where there used to be a coaster, but now there was this plant. And someone had given it to her the year before, and when they gave it to her, it was beautiful and blooming, and so this Christmas cactus had earned a spot right there where I always put my coffee cup. But she said, when I moved things around and kind of set my coffee cup down, I'm about to throw that plant away. If it doesn't bloom this year, it's out the door. It's gone. I'm done. I'm going to throw it out. Well, that got me started thinking, because I have a Christmas cactus. I'd gotten it the year before when I was having a gathering at my house of the day school staff, and I needed something in the living room to just add some color, and so I'd gotten this beautiful pink Christmas cactus and set it on the coffee table there, and it had brightened things up until all the blooms had fallen off, and then it was just sort of there. And I hadn't really noticed it, but I began to think about throwing it out too. Here it is. So I started thinking about throwing it out. But then, see, it got a few buds on it. And I waited. And they fell off. And the whole next year went by. And every month I thought about throwing it out, and I thought, if that thing doesn't bloom this year, it's out of here. Right? But each month I got a little bit more determined that if the Christmas cactus was going to be out of here, I was going to have to do my part. And so I began to pay attention to it, and I started watering it on sort of a regular basis. I'd let it get dry, and then I'd rain a good heavy rain on it week after week and month after month. And you know what? It set blooms. And it was beautiful. This year I might not have been as attentive. I don't expect that it's going to bloom this Christmas, although when I was bringing it over here, I did notice that it has a couple of little tiny possibilities of blooms. My friends, the kingdom of God is like a Christmas cactus. Jesus says, look at the plants. You can tell when they're budding and get ready to bloom. When you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. But don't take heed yourselves. Pay attention to your own watering schedule. If you don't, the worries and the pleasures of this world will consume you. You won't have time for the living water. And the time to bloom will come, and you won't be ready. So this Advent, I invite you to take time to pray and to prepare to welcome Jesus into your world and into your life more fully. We emailed an Advent devotional for you to download a couple of weeks ago, or you can pick up a These Days as you leave the sanctuary in the rack to have devotionals daily. or you may have another devotional practice that is helpful to you. Pay attention to your own watering schedule so that the pleasures and the worries of this life don't consume you. You have in your bulletin two note cards, postcards. One is for you to make sure you get watered. The other one is to help water someone else so that they might bloom as well this Advent. And sadly, I have to tell you that there's a bloom falling off of that thing. December the 4th is the service of remembrance and hope, not December the 5th. This Advent, notice the buds of life breaking forth in our world and in your life. It is easy to focus on animosity and friction and antagonism and enmity and bitterness and resentment and hostility between nations and between each other. Instead of summits that our leaders have to negotiate and work together, instead of opportunities for us to be in conversation with one another about things that matter, it is easy to focus on the hunger and the homelessness and the crisis rather than the ones who feed, the ones who house, the ones who are present in the midst of crisis. This Advent, how are you a part of the kingdom of God coming? How are you budding with new life? It is breaking forth in beautiful bloom. Amen.